USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A massive economic stimulus bill is heading to President Trump's desk after final passage by the House.
A quorum is present. The motion is adopted.
It's the largest economic rescue package in American history. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy calls the bill a commitment to do everything possible to help Americans in a time of great crisis. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton and his wife are in self-isolation after showing symptoms of the coronavirus.
Well, the doctors have said I am symptomatic for COVID-19, as is my wife. We're fortunate to have relatively minor symptoms, a real tightness in the chest like I've never had before. But a relatively mild fever, body aches, fatigue.
Moulton is thankful that his children are not showing any symptoms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Consumer sentiment is hitting a three-year low amid the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Attitudes dropping to 89.1 in March. That's the lowest level it's been since October of 2016, and the fourth largest drop in nearly 50 years. The survey's chief economist says the outlook for April will largely depend on controlling the spread of the virus. Also, the passage of the $2 trillion stimulus bill could help. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Eagles are postponing the rest of their Hotel California tour because of the coronavirus outbreak. The band's been playing their famous 1976 album at arenas across the United States since early February. The tour is now being pushed back until at least September, starting on the 18th with two nights in Denver. Find more news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says his administration is working on revised guidelines for the growing coronavirus crisis. The president says the guidelines include classifying counties as high risk, medium risk, and low risk. The president says guidelines will help state governments to make decisions about maintaining, increasing, or relaxing social distancing standards. As far as when we should relax some of the standards, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz tells Fox News.
Well, listen, I think any health response needs to deal with the facts on the ground, and the facts on the ground are different from one location to another. And so I think our approach to this global pandemic, we need to be guided by the science, we need to be guided by the physicians and medical professionals. And I fully expect the circumstances are different in Manhattan than perhaps they are in rural Idaho. And so you wouldn't expect the exact same rules to apply everywhere. I think that recognizes the diversity of the country, and where there is an outbreak, where there is a direct and serious threat, of course steps need to be taken to protect lives, but those can vary in different parts of the country.
As far as Cruz's health after his self-quarantine, he tells Fox News,
I'm doing terrific. I spent 11 days in self-quarantine, and then I left self-quarantine, went to D.C., went to the Senate, was active in passing this bill.
For more news, find us on Facebook at USA Radio or online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.